This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, look, let me get to it. Actually, after the first break, one of my favorite guests, William Fetter, is going to be with us, and he's going to talk about the America's... He does, blah, blah, blah. All right, look, got to slow down, right? William Fetter will be with us, and you got to know him. He's a historian, I mean, right along the lines of, what's his name, Dave Barton, from Mall Builders, Rick Green, and so forth. And these guys study, they don't just study history. They go look at the notes, the letters that were written among our forefathers, how they felt about certain things, including religion and God. You know, I love you people who constantly fight the fact that our forefathers were quote-unquote religious people. They were godly people. A lot of them were Christians and devout Christians. And the way you fight that is you say, well, the Huffington Post says, right? And then you take these little excerpts out of their letters, like one line here, one line there, or two or three paragraphs here and there, or lines in a paragraph, and you use that like it's gospel truth, like they don't believe in a God. Like, you know, in the book of Job, a God-fearing, God-loving man says, there is no God. Well, that's it. Close the book. We're done. Sermon's over. Act like you're going to hell because guess what? There ain't no God. Don't matter. According to Job, anyhow, especially if you take one line out of the book. But these guys actually study letters. They study letters that our founding fathers wrote to each other. They look at the journals because, you know, when laws are being passed, there is an official person in there that's transcribing, taking notes, doing a journal based on what the intent of the law is, who's arguing what point and over what. That's why I say do your homework. You're going to find out that we were founded on Christian principles. Get over yourselves. Judeo-Christian principles, because the Jews and Christians share a majority of their beliefs come from the same God. No. That same God doesn't belong to all religions. Sorry, people. But the Jews and the Christians have a common ally, the creator of the universe. So Bill Federer will join me after the break. I think you'll enjoy. I always enjoy him. I can't keep up with him. So you're going to have to record it and probably go back and listen to it once, twice, three times, because I'm telling you, he is a hard guy to keep up with. Anyway, again, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me, on the air and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And please, you know, you got to be part of the conversation. If you're not part of the conversation, I don't know where you're getting your information. And you don't have to get it from me. If you don't trust me, go somewhere else and get it. I don't really care where you. I prefer you stay here. But if you don't, guess what? I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. So apparently, I wasn't even going to go down this road. But I guess I am now, right? Apparently, Hillary is at it again. You know, she can't find. I keep saying this, and you guys laugh at me, and I keep saying it. But Hillary couldn't find the truth. If you put it in a bag, you mark the truth, you put it in her hands, she still couldn't find the truth. So Fox News and others, but Fox News is making a big deal out of it, just exposed a massive fraud at the Clinton Foundation. Now, this is not news, really. Some of us have been following this for a while. We know We know what she's trying to do. You know, we know what she's trying to hide. She runs around that White House. She runs around Capitol Hill. She runs around D.C. like her and her husband, a king and queen. Now, while Hillary Clinton's supporters in the liberal media are busy attacking Donald Trump, and that's why I said these are all distractions. I mean, he puts a female at the top of his campaign, and what do you hear? Right? Puts a woman up there. Let's hear the nasties. Where are the nasties? I'm missing this. They just let it go by in a ho-hum, whatever. So while Hillary supporters are busy attacking Donald Trump, we're learning now the State Department sought a major land deal with a Nigerian firm with ties to the Clinton Foundation. Sure, one had nothing to do with the other. Disregard the smoke, flames will not be close behind. they're simply electing a new pope, you know what I'm saying? Shortly after Hillary Clinton left the Obama administration, the State Department quietly took steps to purchase real estate in Nigeria from a firm whose parent company is owned by a major donor to the Clinton Foundation. And that information was received through a FOIA Act at Fox News. So they had to make a formal request to get it. On March 20, 2013, Bill Franklin, an international realty specialist at the State Department, emailed Mary Davis, an American diplomat stationed in Africa, instructing her to put on post letterhead an expression of interest by the department in purchasing property at the Eco Atlantic, a massive real estate development off the coast of Lagos. Now, Franklin further instructed that the letter be signed and delivered to Ronald. Be delivered to Ronald Chigori. I'm trying, people. I'm doing the best I can with the brain God gave me and the lips God gave me. You know what I'm saying? Now, the draft letter, also obtained by Fox News, was undated and addressed to Chigori, care of his South Energix Nigerian Limited, a subsidiary of the larger Chigori Group. The asking price was more money than it was worth. Right, the company that they're buying the property from, or is affiliated with, has given between $1 to $5 million in different ways to the Clinton Foundation. But the nasty guy, the guy doing all the bad stuff, is Donald Trump, right? I mean, the Clintons, they're not just royalty. For some people on the left, they're like gods, which in and of itself should scare the crap out of you, don't you think? It does me, anyway. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot coming up the next hour. Don't go far. You're going to love it. Bill Federer joins me right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, I've been on this rant for the last couple of weeks. You guys have been listening on a regular basis know it, is that I am tired of the revisionist history. I am tired of hearing from the average Joe, if you would, that the Democrats freed the slave. The Democrats gave the women the right to vote. The Democrats were not the originators of the KKK. I love this. And the way you explain it is when you talk about the big switch, how the party swelled. Like they got up one night in the middle of the night and said, hey, this ain't working out for us. And they switched sides or something. And they had this mass. Everybody re-registered in the middle of the night. I don't even know how they explain this. I don't know how they're getting you to swallow this. But I'm not a historian. I don't have all the answers. But I do know basic history. And I do know it's been since day one, since the days of Andrew Jackson, that the Democrats have not been for the people. It's really that simple. I've asked Bill Federer to join me. He's a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of AmeriSearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. Bill's American Minute radio feature is broadcast daily across America and by the Internet. Bill, thanks so much for being with me.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, I always have a good time. I always learn a lot when I have you on the show, too. Hey, you've heard this term, the switch, or the big switch, where they're trying to sell us that the parties have switched places, therefore switched platforms. And what brought me to this irritation to actually pick up the phone and call you was, at the DNC, Elijah Cummings said that it was the Democrats that gave blacks the right to vote. It was the Democrats that have been fighting for the rights of blacks and freed the slaves. And I'm thinking to myself, not the way I heard it when I was in school in the 70s, but you're the historian. Is there any truth to this at all?
No, there's not, and the history bears it out. So, in 1857, the Supreme Court had 7 of the 9 justices were Democrat, and this Supreme Court decided that Dred Scott was property. The Chief Justice, Roger Taney, was appointed by Democrat President Andrew Jackson, and he, in his decision, said that slaves were so far inferior that the Negro might justly and lawfully be reduced to slavery for his own benefit. And so Republican Lincoln issues the Emancipation Proclamation. Republicans pushed through the 13th Amendment ending slavery, and the Democrats were against it. So once the Southern Democrats were forced to free their slaves, they intended to re-enslave them by passing black codes and Jim Crow laws, which required former slaves to be apprenticed to employers and punish those who left. Wayne Perryman did a great book documenting all this, that 1 out of every 10 lynchings was a white Republican. The South called them radical Republicans. They were down in the South registering the freed slaves to vote, and the Democrats would lynch the blacks, and the Democrats would lynch Republicans.
Wow.
Well, then they wanted to disarm the Democrats pushed through laws to disarm blacks. And so on November 22nd, 1865, the Mississippi legislature enacted a black code which says no freedman, Negro, or mulatto shall carry or keep firearms or ammunition. So they wanted to disarm the blacks.
Bill,
the Republican
slow down. You went over that at a million miles an hour. The mulatto, which is somebody who's half black, half white, right?
Yes.
So even if you had white blood in you, it didn't much matter. That's number one. And so you were considered inferior if you weren't solid white by the Democrats, correct?
Right. And so
wow.
It was Republicans that are on record for denouncing the Democrats. It was Republican Congressman Thaddeus Stevens that introduced legislation to give former slaves 40 acres and a mule. The Democrats opposed it, led by the President Andrew Johnson. April 9th, 1866, Republicans in Congress overrode President Johnson's veto and passed the Civil Rights Act of 1866, which conferred rights of citizenship on freed slaves, again, over the Democrat opposition. So to force the Southern states to extend state citizenship to the freed slaves, Republicans pushed through the 14th Amendment. What was going on? Well, the South, the Democrats were forced to free the slaves, but they didn't grant the freed slaves state citizenship, right? You have a driver's license, it's issued by your state. You're a citizen of your state. And so the 14th Amendment was pushed through by Republican John Bingham of Ohio to force these Southern states to give rights to the freed slaves. 100% of the Democrats voted against the 14th Amendment.
Wow.
John Farnsworth said of the 14th Amendment, he was a Republican from Illinois, the reason for the adoption of the 14th Amendment was because of discriminating legislation of those states by which they were punishing one class of men under different laws from another class. Another of the Jim Crow laws passed by Southern Democrats attempted to keep former slaves from voting. So if we can't keep them slaves, we can't keep them from being citizens, okay, let's keep them from voting. So it was Republicans that pushed through the 15th Amendment, which made it so that the freed slaves got to vote. And the Democrats were fighting it in Andrew Johnson was the president, and he was trying to veto it. And the Republicans brought impeachment charges against Andrew Johnson for stopping this. Well, on September 12, 1868, Democrats in Georgia's Senate expelled a black activist named Tunis Campbell, and they expelled 24 other black Republicans. That's right. Republicans who were African-American got elected from Georgia and were in the government. Well, the Democrats expelled them, And it was the U.S. Congress that forced them to be reinstated. It was U.S. Congress led by Republicans. October 1868, while campaigning for re-election, Republican Congressman James Hines was assassinated by Democrats who had organized a vigilante groups. And so these were the KKK. The 15th Amendment, allowing the freed slaves to vote, had a 97% Democrat opposition. So the Democrats did not want the blacks to vote. Now, why is this important? Because for the longest time, they would do intimidation tactics, and only later did they switch to the entitlement tactic. So they started these KKK groups. They did lynchings and vigilante justice. It was Republican Grant, Ulysses S. Grant. He signed the Enforcement Act to put penalties on the those that were taking away rights. And this is when the Republicans pushed through the Department of Justice, the DOJ. The Department of Justice was started to stop the Democrats from prosecuting the blacks.
You mean it wasn't started to keep Republicans from keeping the blacks from voting because we want them to have voter IDs? I mean, they make it sound like the Department of Justice is there to keep people like us honest. It's just amazing. That's the first I've heard of this. That's great.
Yeah, and so it was Republicans and that pushed through the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, which outlawed the Democrat-affiliated groups from oppressing African-Americans. And there was an African-American Republican. His name was Octavius Cato, and he was murdered by a Democrat Party operative. And Ulysses S. Grant then deployed federal troops to the South to combat the violence against African-Americans, very similar to almost 100 years later when Republican Eisenhower sent the federal troops to the South to force them to integrate the schools. Republican
Bill,
Theodore Roosevelt.
Bill, we got to take a quick break. Yeah, got to take a break.
Right.
So hold that thought. I want to come right back to it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Bill Federer joins me. He is definitely a historian. We're talking about the big switch. Did Republicans and Democrats switch seats? We'll be back in just a minute. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, for a list of stations and times, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website, including signing up for my email blast. Every week I send out an email letting you know who our speakers are going to be, topics we're going to be discussing, all that kind of fun stuff. And anyway, you can always unsubscribe. If you don't like what you're reading, you don't like what you're seeing, you can always unsubscribe. This week, head over to my website, therealside.com. I've written a piece, Bill's Sexual Escapade, and how Hillary covered for him. Is she really a champion for women when she continually covers for Bill's history of sexual assault? I don't think so. I don't know how you can tie the two together. Bill Federer joins me today. He's a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. Bill's American Minute Radio features a broadcast daily across America and on the Internet. Bill, thanks so much for being here with me.
Thank you, Joe.
You know, we were discussing this big switch, and I'm learning it really interesting as to how many people, how many blacks, how many supporters of blacks that the Democratic Party basically executed.
It is important for us to understand. For example, it was Republican Theodore Roosevelt that had the first black person in the White House for dinner, and his name was Booker T. Washington. And it was Republican Theodore Roosevelt that came out against the lynchings that were going on. And there were several bills appointed to stop the lynchings of blacks in the South by the Democrats. And then it was Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat, that segregated the U.S. Navy. And it was separating the blacks from the whites. Well, it was the Republican Dwight Eisenhower who integrated the U.S. military. And when Dwight Eisenhower became the president, he had a majority of African Americans vote for him. And Eisenhower, when George Wallace, the Democratic governor in the South, refused to desegregate the schools and let blacks into the schools, it was Republican Eisenhower that sent the federal troops to the South to force them to integrate the schools. And then you had the civil rights bills. And so there was a civil rights committee chaired by Republican Vice President Richard Nixon in 1953, and it sought to eliminate discrimination on the basis of race amongst those who were doing government contracts. And in 1957, Republican Eisenhower proposed a civil rights bill to enforce the 15th Amendment, allowing the African Americans to vote. And the Democrats filibustered the bills for days, and it was making national news. They didn't want them to vote. And then in 1959, Southern Democrats demanded that anyone who violated the new civil rights bill should be tried before an all-white Southern jury. So here, the Democrats are forced to finally cave and support this civil rights bill. They said, okay, we'll support it, but if somebody's accused of being a racist, they have to go before an all-white Democrat jury. And it was Richard Nixon that cast the vote in the Senate, because he was the vice president, which made him the president of the Senate. Richard Nixon cast the vote to throw out the Democrat effort to make sure that everyone had to be tried before an all-white Southern jury.
And I'm never, you know what? And I'm not an idiot. I read, and I've never heard that before. I don't believe I was even taught that in school.
And so, Southern Democrat had Klansman Senator Robert Byrd. He was a KKK Klansman. He was a Democrat, and he and Governor George Wallace, a Democrat, opposed desegregation of the South. And after a Birmingham's Children Crusade, where the Democrat governments in the South were sicking police dogs and fire hoses on the African Americans, John F. Kennedy called to pass a bill that was emulating or copying the Republican Civil Rights Bill of 1875. Now, sort of interesting. So here's a Democrat senator named Richard Russell, and he opposed the Civil Rights Bill. He says, "We will resist to the bitter end any measure or any movement which would have a tendency to bring about social equality and intermingling and amalgamation of the races in our southern states." Right? So this is 1964. The Democrat Party is still intimidating. There was a Democrat Senator, Robert Byrd, right, that former KKK member. He filibustered the Civil Rights Bill for 14 hours on June 10th of 1964. Another Democrat, Strom Thurmond, opposed this Republican civil rights bill for the blacks. He says this so-called civil rights bill, which the president has sent to Capitol Hill for enactment into law, are unconstitutional, unnecessary, unwise, and extend beyond the realm of reason. This is the worst civil rights package ever presented to the Congress, and it is reminiscent of the Reconstruction proposals and actions of the radical Republican Congress. So here in 1964, Democrats in the South are still against civil rights for blacks, and they said that this bill that they're trying to push through in 1964 is reminiscent of the radical Republican Congress right after the Civil War. Now, the big switch. When did the big switch happen? The switch was from the bribe to the bullet. And so the Democrats, so there's two motivations in human nature, positive and negative. Every parent knows this. They go to the little kid, you do what the parent says, you get a little piece of candy, and if you don't, you might get a swat on the rear or sit in the corner, right? And so the positive and negative motivations in Chicago politics, they call it the bribe or the bullet, the silver or the lead. And so for the longest time, from the beginning of the Democratic Party, they were using the bullet. They were using intimidation tactics on the South to keep them from being freed, to keep them from having states' rights, to keep them from voting, to keep them from having equality. And wow, it was Lyndon Johnson that realized with the advent of television, these images of blacks getting hosed down, it was bad for the Democrat Party. And so he decided he would switch from intimidation to entitlement. In other words, if you couldn't keep them down, you just buy them out. And so this was the big switch. So in other words, if African-American voters could no longer be suppressed, then maybe they could be manipulated and controlled through dependency on entitlement programs. And you think of it, who would vote to stop receiving free money? I mean, if you were getting a $1,000 check in the mail every week from someone you didn't know, week after week after $1,000, $1,000, after a couple of years of this, would you wake up and ask yourself, who is sending me this $1,000 check? I'm going to find out who they are and vote them out of office.
Bill, wasn't Johnson being kind of pressured, or he's, you know, he kept talking about how the blacks wanted they wanted more freedoms, and that they were actually coming up in higher numbers than whites in some areas in the South, and he was concerned that if he didn't do something, they were going to take over.
In 1964, the Democrat senators filibustered the Republican Civil Rights Bill nonstop for 71 days. Could you imagine a filibuster going on for 71 days from March 30th to June 10th, 1964? Democrats filibustered a civil rights bill.
Wow.
And so President Johnson was pressured because this was becoming such news that the Democrats were revealing how their intimidation tactics, that he tried to push through a watered-down version when then put into place his entitlement programs. And when the Republican, the Democrats in the South didn't want to go along with LBJ, there's a story in Ron Kessler's book, Inside the White House. He says that LBJ had some Democrat governors aboard Air Force One, and he told them, I'll have those, and then he said the N-word, voting Democrat for the next 200 years. And so Lyndon Johnson created his Great Society Welfare State, which proceeded to enroll large numbers of minorities onto entitlement programs, leading to a dependency and a strong inclination to vote for the party promising a continuation of those entitlements. And so, again, so the big switch was from the Democrat Party intimidating blacks to the Democrat Party giving entitlements and getting them dependent on them. And then, again, this very strong motivation, would you vote to stop receiving free money? I mean, I wouldn't even want to do that. I'd say, well, let's wait a little bit longer, get a little bit more of this free money. And then LBJ pushed through, with the help of Teddy Kennedy, a change to the immigration quotas. Now, what's this all about? Well, prior to 1965, the majority of immigrants into America were from Europe, Germany, Ireland, England, and they had a work ethic, and a Protestant work ethic, and this idea that they had their farms and their businesses, and they wanted to vote for candidates that would take away as little as possible from their hard-earned work. And they viewed it as a social stigma to take a handout. It was sort of a public embarrassment to be considered on welfare. Well, Lyndon Johnson and Teddy Kennedy changed the immigration quotas in 1965 to intentionally bring in more immigrants from poorer countries because they had no problem taking a handout. And once they did, they would have the strongest motivation to continue to keep those candidates in office who had passed that.
Bill,
and so
you got to hold that thought. We got to go for a quick break, and then you can finish up on the other side. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Bill Federer joins me. He's a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and I got to tell you what, you are getting a solid history lesson on the big switch that never happened. We'll be back in a minute.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, therealside.com, for stations, times, and other ways to get the show. I want to get right back to my guest because I'm going to learn so much. I'm going to learn more in 30 minutes than I did in all years of high school in the 70s. Bill Federer joins me. He's a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. He's the publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. Bill's American Minute radio feature is also broadcast daily across America and on the Internet. Bill, thanks so much for being with me today.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Hey, we left off with you talking about how being a welfare state and turning things, loosening the immigration laws to bring more people in for not-so-noble reasons.
Right. So before 1965, the welfare program was family members. So an immigrant would come over, and the family member, the churches, would take care of them. And they would pool their money and so forth. But as they sign up for government benefits, they would vote for the candidates that would want to continue these benefits. And then they began to see that the welfare state provided more money if a household did not have a father present in the home. And so this caused a breakdown of minority homes. And what happened then? More of them signed up for welfare. So that they were benefiting off the destruction of families. So as the low-income voters grew in their dependency on government programs, it proportionally increased the Democrat vote party's voting constituency. An interesting study done by the Heritage Foundation found that prior to LBJ's war on poverty, less than 2% of the federal budget was on welfare spending. Well, 50 years later, that spending on anti-poverty programs mushroomed to 27% of the federal budget, costing $22 trillion over all these years, three times the cost of all the U.S. military wars since the Revolution. Yet the percentage of people on poverty has not improved.
Wow.
Before LBJ's war on poverty, less than 5% of the children were born to unmarried parents. 50 years later, 40% of the children are born to unmarried parents. Prior to LBJ's war on poverty, less than 10% of the children live in single-parent homes. 50 years later, 33% live in single-parent homes. And the poverty rate for single female parents grows to 37%. You know, African-American Republican J.C. Watts stated in 1997, for the past 30 years, our nation spent $5 trillion trying to erase poverty. And as a result, as you know, is that we didn't get rid of it. In fact, we spread it. We destroyed self-esteem for millions of people, grinding them down in a welfare program that penalizes moms for wanting to marry their father or their children, penalizes moms for wanting to save money. Friends, that's not right. Now, we are familiar with Dr. Ben Carson, the neurosurgeon and who ran for president, and he wrote this in his autobiography. My mother worked as a domestic two, sometimes three jobs at a time because she didn't want us to be on welfare. She felt very strongly that if she gave up and went on welfare, that we would give up control of our lives. She was correct about that. But one thing she provided us with was a tremendous example of what hard work was like. Anyway, in the 1960s, we began to see a change in school, in education, from academic achievement to behavior modification. That's right. The goal was no longer achieve academic excellence. It was to change and alter the behavior and the views of the students. And it was this very Marxist socialist type of effort going on in schools. And so it was this idea that it's easier to manipulate people if they're not educated. Sort of like prior to the Civil War, the Democrats passed laws in the South making it a crime to teach slaves to read.
Right.
Why? Because if they could read and get educated, they could get out of their slavery position. Right? Frederick Douglass writes about growing up on a Democrat plantation, and the slave master's sister-in-law was teaching them the alphabet, and the slave master walks in, yells at her, says, "Don't you dare teach slaves to read. They'll grow discontent and run away." Anyway, so now it's changed. There's an effort to redefine racism to mean anyone who opposes big government dependency welfare programs. So if you say, no, let's help people get a job and get self-esteem and become successful, they want to say, no, you're racist. So it's a tragic irony. Growing dependency on government handouts appears reminiscent of the dependency which existed on Southern Democrat plantations, where the slaves were waiting for handouts from their masters. So now, instead of getting handouts from a plantation owner, they're getting handouts from the government. Many great authors, one of them being Star Parker. She founded CURE, Center for Urban Renewal.
Great lady.
She's African American. Yep. She grew great up on lady. Welfare and had some abortions, and then she became a Christian, and now she's a Republican. And Star Parker wrote a book, Uncle Sam's Plantation, How Big Government Enslaves America's Poor. Another is an African-American, Reverend C.L. Bryant. He actually produced a documentary movie, Runaway Slave Movie. He says, I am a runaway slave from the Democrats' plantation. Another is an African-American, C. Mason Weaver. And he wrote a book, It's Okay to Leave the Plantation, The New Underground Railroad. And then I mentioned Wayne Perryman. He's an African-American pastor in Mercer Island, Washington State. And he wrote a book, Unfounded Loyalty, An In-Depth Look into the Love Affair Between Blacks and Democrats. So he's working in the inner city, and some youths come in and say, well, how do we vote? He goes, Democrat. And he goes, they said, why? He goes, oh, we just always vote Democrat. They said, why? So he decided to dig, and he found out it was the Democrats that had oppressed him and wanted to keep him dependent through these entitlement programs. And then we began to see race baiting. Now, what's that? It's a strategy to try to stir up racial tensions for political purposes. And one of these persons is Saul Alinsky. And he wrote a book, Rules for Radicals, Hillary Clinton did her senior thesis at Wellesley College on Saul Alinsky. And if you remember, when Ben Carson spoke at the convention in Cleveland, he said that Saul Alinsky's book has in the prologue a dedication to Lucifer. That's right. You can buy the books, Rules for Radicals. Says to the first radical who rebelled and won his own kingdom, Lucifer. Well, Saul Alinsky says the organizer's first job is to create the issues or the problems. The organizer must first rub raw the resentments of the people of the community. An organizer polarizes the issue and leads his forces into conflict. An organizer stirs up dissatisfaction and discontent, fan the latent hostilities of many of the people to the point of overt expression. In other words, an organizer wants to stir up racism, wants to stir up this racial tensions. Why? Because then they can motivate them. It's called race baiting for their political purposes. Now, this is something that's been going on even since the time of Teddy Roosevelt, and Republican Booker T. Washington wrote about this. He says, there's another class of colored people who make a business of keeping the troubles and the wrongs and the hardships of the Negro race before the public. Having learned that they are able to make a living out of the troubles, they have grown into a settled habit of advertising their wrongs, partly because they want sympathy and partly because it pays. Some of these people do not want the Negro to lose his grievances because they do not want to lose their jobs. He says there's a certain class of race problem solvers who do not want the patient to get well, because as long as the disease holds out, they have an easy way of making a living. So here, these are people that want there to, they want to keep people dependent, and then they want to say, I'm championing these dependent people. And anyway, so it's important for us to understand there has been a big switch, and the big switch is from the Democrat Party intimidating blacks, which they've done through slavery, opposing the 13th, opposing 14th, opposing 15th amendments, opposing civil rights bill, even into the 1965, to this big switch of Lyndon Johnson saying, let's push through entitlement programs. So the switch is from intimidation to entitlement. And LBJ says, let's create the Great Society welfare state and get as many people and minorities and inner cities to sign up for government programs, because then they'll be permanent Democrat voters.
You know, always one form of slavery, one form of slavery to another, isn't it?
Yes, and but I do believe the more we make people aware of this, they're going to say, wait a second, I don't want to be a dupe. I don't want to be made a fool of. Lenin called them useful idiots. As I don't want to be a useful idiot and having some political person use me for their agenda and try to stir up passions and so forth. And so the more we can educate people, the more we can rise above this. And it's not a one time I was loading software on a new computer, and I went to church, and they were having a baby dedication, and the pastor was telling the parents to raise the child in God's word. And I thought to myself, he's telling them to load God's software on that cute little blank hard drive, right? And so if you think of it, we're spirit, mind, and body. Your mind is like a super fancy computer. And it's more than that, but it's at least that. And your body's like the computer case, which makes it silly for people to argue over what color the computer case is. Greens are better than red. It's like, it doesn't matter what color the computer case is. It's what operating system are you using? What software programs are you running on there? Is it this, you know, selfish human nature one, or is it God's program, right, where you forgive and you walk in love and you work hard and God blesses the work of your hands and you're generous and you do unto others as you would have them do unto you? And so this is the struggle. It's not a hardware problem. It's a software problem, right? You see people beheading people, and you say, wait a second, their body works just fine. They just have a virus. They've just been programmed with some Quranic teaching that says you behead infidels, right? And so we have to realize that we got to change our thinking. And God's word is what tells people that you can become changed and live above all the stress and of life, and you can give, and you can be successful, and you can be prosperous, and you go through struggles, yes, but you don't let it get bitterness on the inside. And you're humble. So it's just a very insightful way of looking at it.
You know, Bill, we've only got a couple seconds left. Tell people how to get more information on you. And I want to start doing this on a regular basis. I'm so irritated that we have allowed the Democrats to hijack history, and we virtually do nothing about it. So tell people how they can find you.
Well, my website's AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com, and I send out a free daily email. You know, there's a Marxist tactic called deconstruction, where you separate people from their past, get them into a neutral where they don't remember where they came from, and then you can brainwash them into the future you have planned for them. And it's sort of a sales technique. If I was a toothpaste salesman, the first thing I would do is say negative things about the toothpaste you're currently using.
Yeah.
You're using that old stuff, it'll eat the enamel off your teeth. And, ooh, you're repulsed by it. Now you got into the neutral, you're sort of open-minded.
We're going to be kicked off. We're going to be kicked off. It's a hard break. So I will bring you back because we got to finish this up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Coming up the next hour, you can get around the ACA. You really can, and be legal and actually get the services you want. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.